Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for more oriented audience. So open your minds a little bit. So I'm Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is OK.
Hello, everyone. This is Comedian Organic OK.
You are listening to Comedian Organic OK. It's 4 o'clock on the dot here. In all of ours. Come on, we're all in this community. We're all in this boat together. It's about something. Please, yourself. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right, now, organic. Come on, break it down for me. What are we going to be rapping about today?
One of the things to be rapping about today, because this day, and when you're dealing with this perspective, is like the preparation, you know, preparation of cleaning the cross, of talking to people and dealing with the actual experience that rewards. Because if you're dealing with the experience that rewards people, things that people, you feel like, because this is one of the things that happens a lot in a lot of platforms, of knowing and how to formulate your information to be the most contaminated, biased, you know, and it's knowing what people don't know, researching, and because people this, hey, did you know this? It's like some things are hidden in plain view, right? And some things are hidden intentionally, right? And if you're distracted, and, you know, this is something that I talk people several times. If people are always talking to you in a way that they give you an impression that they are, you know, more smarter and know more information, and they may not respond to you, right? Or they do the other thing, cut you off when you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Or they give you an impression where they just be silent and give you that cold weight air, or they talk and change the subject. It's a lot of ways they go. And think about when you're around people that truly heal you, they're truly aligned. Do they always give you what you really need? Because the force that you're dealing with is really the opposite. And it's a person that's not telling you much, or just sending back. And I just find a lot of times, and sit back and I'll tell you, you know, you'll be inspired. You know, as people, you see that person and you're, you know, very inspired around that person. And so they intentionally know, it's plenty of reason, they know the people sometimes are going to change to another level. And sometimes they can sit back and hold as much as they possibly can. And once the person get around them and get other means of resources, outdo them. And then they have to come back and try to get themselves in order, because this person actually, you know, some of that truly, when they bring that level of ability, they have or it will just suffocate them from being ignorant. And most people don't want to be left ignorant with their own imagination that's destroying them from within. So anyway, moving, let's move on. Before I move on, I have to make sure that everyone is buckled up and being on the same page, not a collision, right? So everyone, what I want to do is make sure my co-host, we're not a collision to damage what the message is supposed to be carried on. So let me ask, is there anything you'd like to add to this subject matter?
Yeah. It's how easy it is to help out in their community. You just ask how somebody else is doing. They're in the court shooting hoops, or at the football field throwing the ball back and forth. It's just to talk, and for you're actually helping your own community. Taking a little bit of fertilizer here and there, just personally engaging. But your friends, it happens even before you expect it to. It just happens, and guess what? I mean, of course, the next step is making sure your community is clean. I mean, do not deface and destroy it. You know what, where you eat. But the truth is, just basically making a friend, being friend people. is really, it really is, it's just easy. It helps your life out. It helps your life out a little. It makes things a little easier for you. It makes your life easier. I think it helps to basically, what really helps when people are all in the same boat. Don't it's one of those people who basically is thinking it's every minute. Because when you get in that mindset, before you know it, you start causing damage to others. You tend to feel like you're protected, but in a way you're getting more hard, more jaded, more cynical, more bitter. And you wind up spreading that vibe throughout your own community, throughout the world. That stench gets toxic very quickly. And you find out it's not the best way to live. No matter how many you think, I'm not hurting anybody. You're hurting everybody, starting with yourself.
Now, saying what you said, this is Camino Organico. Okay, that's we're going to move on from here, from the people, what they're listening to, what they're feeling, you know, inside of it. Because at times, you know, I realize it's at times it's like going to a grocery store. I would say grocery store because if you're eating ideas, type of suggestions, and look at your mind, you know, craving for things. Are we actually able to understand craving for emotional, you know, these kind of things that pull them up to the level that they ideas are truly been, you know, neglected? What people tend to talk about, what's been neglecting them most, right? They talk about, well, mobbing around, okay? That's a community task, right? They following around, okay? Around what else? My mother went around, okay? Okay, what else they talk about? What is another important thing that people talk about that they don't have, right? Okay, my mother went around. Okay, we said these two already. Now people say, okay, my grandmother went around. Now you got your grandfather, you got your grandmother. And you got your, depending on, because some people got their grandma married to their father, then they got, you know, you got, different sides, right? You got the mama side, you got the father side, right? As if you didn't have none of those, right? And Matt is trying to become this adult, right?
Yeah.
You know, you've been told, you know, when you become adult, you know, no one can tell you nothing. You're adult. I'm grown. You can't tell me nothing. And think about how that is, right? Think about how. Even the most cold person, anyone needs informant information, right? And imagine in your life when you need the information the most, kept pinning out this, I really need help, and people just sat there and just want you to be begging for your something you own. Isn't that something? They want you to beg for resources that you already put out there. Why am I begging? This is something that I already have put myself through this. Now, people try you up to compromise the ability that you have, right? The resources that you truly have put out there for them to actually be engaged person, right? Now, there's so many people, you know, we don't get an opportunity to meet in life, right? And messages that we're saying, but we don't know, it's like a book, right? It's a book that everyone dream of loving. But guess what one of them do? The books on Earth still, they talk to you and say, hey, I'm over here. I'm exactly what you're looking for. So you are places a lot of times when the messages and information is on paper. But you don't know necessarily what that message is. You have to look for it. It's a lot of steps sometimes. And once you get it, it seems like something you already have. Already had. And at that part, excuse me, sir, we are on live broadcast. You have to back your mouth away from this receiver.
Too much heavy breathing? Like a scene phone call?
Sorry, you shouldn't.
Now, I get it. Continue.
So
once you do these things, distraction, when you have life and people distract you in different ways, they can take you, right? And think about in your life how you allow yourself to be a distraction to your gift. And every day, you forget to reward the distraction and the problem by giving it more information, actual, you know. And as long as you keep giving that life, taking the life out of you, who do you think will eventually give up? Is it going to give up or is it going to give it more? Every time you're given these, and you find that so many people in society, they all the problems, the answers, and all the answer solutions to so many oppositions. Imagine, just think about this. Think about how in your life you hear about that people just desire to see them, say pictures. I mean, think about this. Has anybody you have seen that you liked growing and you see that person devastated from picking the wrong partners? And they use you as the actual problem because you are where they never will be, and they look at you more as resentment. And the more them, the more they try to undermine you and make it seem like something wrong with everybody. There's no one worse than you being the solution to the problem and the problem trying to be the problem that kill your solution.
Please elaborate.
Now, I'm going to elaborate on this part, but I want everyone to truly, truly connect the vibration level. When you're dealing with something that is a unique build, a unique opportunity, stop tangling up the wires. Life is like pin the wires back properly so none to be tangled up in your journey. And this is the thing. When you have somebody, you have put in the preparation, right? The preparation would be like you taking a long thought to figure out. You know, it's funny because you take yourself away from all the problems you have, and you pick what you're capable of doing. You allow those things to work without the problem actually being a part of it. Your problems from the result of your solution of your ability. Through those things, you notice how when you come back, are never disappeared. The problems are matter because the more you succeed, the more you'll neglect it. You have the problems as like you're doing child care. You allow problems to you when you know you can't afford to babysit problems. You ain't got the time for you. And normally dealing with a partner, you know, in our case, we're dealing with women. And as we're dealing with women, victors play a big role because when people are the trash, they don't leave the trash in there, they out. So when you take the trash out, what's one of the things you're going to have when you take the trash out?
You have a dirty can.
But if you clean the trash can out after you take the trash out, what do you have?
A can.
That's clean. So the thing that I'm telling you, your life is clean as you transitioning to move on in life, dirty when you don't maintain or what the actual trash is. If you look at this, before you put some trash or recyclables in the trash, imagine you went and did it and cleaned everything. Imagine you cleaned your trash in a trash can. You made sure everything was properly done. How dirty would trash can be? And then we took the trash can. Imagine this. So you did everything properly, correct. We took the trash. The trash would be almost cleaner than it was because you already put in the effort, right? Listen
when you put in the effort before it becomes messy, and after it gets, you get rid of it, you want, that's what dealing with someone. You're going to find out most of the time people are going to tell on their behavior by the effort they put in so often. When you find an opportunity, you see a problem, you know, I talk about how you disappear from your problems. When people try to just disappear, and they're the problem, you know they're the problem, don't feel by that. Because the sadness is really in them destroying you. You don't realize that. When you feel sad, that's the gift of freedom kissing you. That's the gift of freedom kissing you free. Because it's misery that they don't have the limitation of doing to you. They always will pit you or trying to destroy you. You know, and you can never really win when people destroy you sense of closure.
You need that. You need as bad as you need your next breath. I might as well take a few moments to talk about something. No, the truth is, it's like a moment to basically take a look at the community and ask myself, how can I
help? Good to back up. Your phone is distorted, and you have to start from the beginning because what you were saying, you didn't.
Yeah, something's happening with this line. Everything's cutting out. All right. You can uncontaminate yourself. Little steps. You know, you don't even realize how simple it is. Just opening up. Just taking a breath. Just helping yourself to uncontaminate what you are. A lot of burdens.
I have to take over because the line has become distorted too long. And so when the show is going to be too distorted for some time, people, you know, it's like, I don't watch my distraction. It's like when a message, it's too many things distracted. It kind of can drown people in filth, right? And so important that we ain't people, because it don't take much to drown someone, especially if they're at that delicate moment. You know? If somebody's, you know, swimming and they need a breath of air, it takes a drop. You can drown somebody with a drop of water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Think about people's lives. If people have been drowned with simple things, think about how much, listen to this, communities. What are people really going through? If people are drowning, it's a metaphor. If people are losing with a teaspoon of water a week, what have they been dealing with for so long? The thing that they need is sometimes things that willing to contribute. And you give them the less part of it. Don't want to have that much in them and they're drowning. Change them. So they won't drown off the thing that you did a simple. It's your solution. You want to deal with that. Look at this part. Imagine this. This is what it's like. Those that can defeat it. Imagine a turtle. This guitar is, what's going to happen to the turtle? The turtle feels uncomfortable, right? You know, animals and insects that get pissed on their back. You know how they start patting, they start seeing their feet, their legs, their antennas. They, you know, they're in a string, right? So once they get back on their feet, you know, their habits change, right?
Oh, they should.
Yeah. So everyone, this guy, he got a different opinion. We don't have the same opinion. He's having and it's understandable. Huh?
I said we're two different people. That's one of the reasons this show to have somebody who has a contrasting point of view, whatever.
Right, but point, and you just kind of throw me across the room where I'm saying off of the phrase and what I'm saying, the meaning I'm trying to get to, but I'm saying you must recognize this. You must recognize we've been taught, you know, being right.
Right.
You've seen the most valuable people you ever meet. Somebody that come in your life, change your life, where necessarily being committed to and things that have been destroying you. And they come in a short period of time, it's like they and gave you a piece, a point of your desires. They run to that part. Imagine someone giving you exactly what you asked for, exactly to what you want. How does that make you feel when all this is giving you things that you didn't want? And you carry those things because you hold them up as a trophy. And you can say, wow, this is too what I really wanted. That person, you know, you see what this person is dealing with, and you let this person. And all those things is you just standing up sometimes. And that's what happens. You take that person experience your life and your life. So these things are not in your life by accident. The people who really change their life, it's the things that you need to do that really change their life. As much as your life changed, think about that. Once you take that approach, take that, oh, I'm not compromising, and people know you're not compromising for no, guess what they're going to say? Even if they never need your help, they'll say, oh, that guy, I can really depend on him. And guess what that means? You have to pick different footprints. That is not a mold to just be there as you call it, looking like someone's pretty, someone's foot. You know, that's a different kind of mold, right? The mold that's been under somebody's foot is something that's called an actual, can I get some orthotic? Imagine putting a mold to orthotic. That's a different mold. And when people that are in that alignment for you, you have different results that you would even know that's under you. Right?
Uh-huh.
So this is my final word. This is
wait, what?
This is
uh-huh.
I was joking. That's the harvest. It's fertilized. More that hard soil is what is not allowing the soil to stimulate. And people tell you it's about being hard and strong. No, it's that roller tillage making that soil soft. So you can put what's in there with a comfortable space of soft. Love don't have to always be aggressive. Connecting to being strong don't have to be always rough. Listen, people that change life never even necessarily came in there with aggression and anger and frustration to the soil. Allows the ground to be cross-contaminated, because that's one of the things you have to find out before you plant anything. You have to know what's in the soil before you cross-contaminate with other things that's not healthy, right?
Yeah.
And it's upsetting you. You know what the problem is? Is that the problem? Keep the problem out of your freedom. You don't look at this. Everybody, our purpose, this part is a joke, but it's to the point of this is it. This is final. Go to the toilet to wash your hands. You don't go to the toilet to take a shower. You don't go to the toilet to get a cup of water. Recognize where these places are and how you disconnect. When you wash your hands, you don't start going back to the cross-contaminated. That's why. Because if you let the cross-contaminated, you got to wash your hands again. That's the process. If you use cross-contamination twice,
you got to wash your hands twice. That's a tug of war. Did you know that? If you wash your hands first and then cross the nation come, you got to wash your hands again. That's how Talk Dude gets his final words out. First of all, Talk Dude, you're welcome to show up. Thank you for participating in the show.
Are you helping your community? You know if you are. You know that there are little ways every single day you need to say, ask yourself, what are you doing? Are you doing something to make it better or worse? Come on. You know if you are. You can make it pretty much better, really. Make it safe, protected, cut off. A lot of us are too afraid to trust. All you do is trust the wrong person, isn't that right? That's the thing.
But a lot of people have pitched so much invested in science and what they think is right, right? So people trying to organize enemies and people that know good to be in alignment of their thoughts that's actually, you know, to be, you know, in their life. You don't have to even worry about that. You see, when people truly invested in you, the investment is already cast. It's going to change your outcome. If you took the same approach as you wanted in people's lives, if you did 10 people, let's say if you did 10 people 10 different times that are in your life, how would your outcome change compared to people that you want to be good that they're not going to do right by you? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, me, I've been working on a good casual acquaintance to everybody, just saying hello to everybody every now and then, but still just smiling and waving hello. Sometimes you're going to be amazed that just this little itty-bitty seed can make a lot of difference, you know, helping your community. In a way, it really is that simple, that easy.
All right, tomorrow, we'll get together tomorrow. I'm going to talk to you, you know. We won't say this off air. It's none of nobody's, you know, this is our process. We're not doing anything else, kind of words.
Thanks. Well, you heard her. Thank you. Find a way to make your community better. And once you do, thank you for doing so. Believe me, you're making the world a better place. All right. Thank you. Thank you. You've been listening to Comedian Organic OK, the one and only. Please accept no substitutions because there are none. Thank you. Say good night.
Can I say my name, please? Can
Go
I
ahead.
Say good night? Thank you. This is Comedian Organic OK, and that's all for everybody. Please, please be wealthy to the greatness that shares love to each other with the hearts, to the expression and the light in our thoughts that blast all around, spin around, and allow the caring to be affectionate as we eat and look out. This is part of you. That means it's part of us. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.